Welcome to the CEN show, the voice of the world community. On Monday, November 28th, 2 days ago, we had a great discussion on the podcast Conscious Corner. I encourage everyone to check it out. Professor Amin-Ra posed a question to the panel. He asked, what can we do to make our relationship better as Black people? This is a very important and significant question, and I would like to show the website and the YouTube video where you can access this video. All right, so let's take a look. Give me a moment here.
Bangani, Linda.
Bangani.
Good to see you on the line.
Okay, this is the website and this is the homepage. So if you go to the podcast section and you can access it here, right here. And then it's audio. And then it's also here on YouTube. And this is the YouTube video where you can access it. So I encourage everybody to check that out. Very important question that Professor Amin-Ra posed, and we talked about it, and I think it was an excellent show, so check it out. I would like to introduce myself. I am your host, Rasaki Maskani, and I would like to introduce the panel. We have Professor Amin-Ra here, the host of Conscious Corner. We also have the co-host, Brother Joe Hembrick. We have Sister Linda, one of our regular panelists, and she's one of our team members also, and she makes a very good contribution to this podcast and the website. And then we have Jermaine, Brother Jermaine, which is a guest of our guest. And now we have Brother Mashinda coming in. So tonight's guest is Brother Doc Zach, and the topic is the power of networking. Brother Doc Zach is a master barber, and I met him through one of his mentees, Brother Rio, a previous guest of the show. And I'm pleased that Doc Zach agreed to do this show. Brother Doc Zach, how are you this evening, man? Tell us a few things about yourself, and then you can begin your presentation.
Appreciate you, brother. Peace and blessings to the panel and the folks online. I'm thankful to have been invited to your podcast. I like the work that you're doing. I love to see brothers and sisters working together to help brothers and sisters get ahead in this time we're in. I am Dr. Zach, Master Barber. I've been a barber for the last 34 years. And it's a ride that I wouldn't have traded for nothing in the world. I'm also a truck driver. I'm in my truck as we speak right now, trucking for America. And how that came about was they had this situation called COVID, this pandemic they had called COVID, and they shut the barbershops down. And me being the kind of hustler, righteous hustler I strive to be, I'm sitting around looking at my wife. She's still working from home, and myself, I'm home. So I wasn't doing the come see you thing or let people come see me. They were saying that we needed to really practice social distancing. So I was trying to obey that rule and help get this thing up out of here. So a buddy of mine was a truck driver. I got to talking to him about trucking. I never, ever thought about trucking ever. I am a barber, been a barber, still a barber. And I asked him, when are they going to shut you guys down? Because they was getting ready to shut the barbershops down. And he told me, Doc, we don't get shut down. We move the world. And I'm like, I move the world. So y'all consider it essential. He said, yeah, we absolutely essential. So at that point and that moment, I said to myself, I'm going to look into that trucking thing. And he laughed at me. Oh, Doc, you ain't going to do that, man. You're a barber, man. You're a barber. I'm like, okay, now. It is 3 years later. I barber and I'm driving this 18 wheel too. So I done pulled over to do this call with y'all tonight. I'm on the man clock right now, but I don't care when it comes to us doing for us. I'm about that business. And you mentioned Amon Ra's topic of discussion. What was that question again?
It was, what can we do to make Black people have better relationships?
I love that. And I'm going to definitely go back and check that YouTube piece out. And that question, it coincides with the topic of what I like to discuss with the panel this evening about the power of networking. And myself, I'm part of a networking organization. You know, I believe what we all are part of networking. What we're doing here tonight is networking. Everything is networking. You know, some of us network for free and some of us network to get paid. You know, I'm one, and with my crew, we choose to network to get paid and also help others get paid as well, too. So, you know, and then discussing, you know, the power of networking. Well, let me finish sharing my story real quick and I'll get to that. But I started out barbering in Long Beach, California. Carson, Long Beach, them was my areas. Circulating through Compton a little bit. My buddy Jermaine, he owns a barbershop out in the Corona area. I barbered with him for a minute. And, you know, I was blessed to take my clippers around the world and really travel the world servicing and doing what I love to do, which is barbering. And I love the Black barbershop in particular, because I look at that as the Black barbershop as the last real community center that we have outside of church and the mosque and things like that. The Black barbershop for men is where we can really loosen our ties up from that corporate world, be in a safe environment that's for us, by us, and really open up dialogue and be who we are. I've had several barbershops, you know, worked in many barbershops, and just the whole community aspect of barbering, you know, is really part of my drive to why I feel that, you know, networking is a very powerful tool for us. And again, to Brother Amon Ra's question, it's also a key to us really bridging gaps between each other as well. So that's just a little of myself. Many things, but I can go on about me, but it ain't about me. It's about us and this topic. So, you know, we have group discussions. You know, we like to talk about economic exchanges, about this, and I just think that, you know, group discussions and talking about group economics, it's the very core of being human and our human existence. You know, and our group, you know, myself, Jermaine, and others, you know, we aspire to reach, you know, as many people as possible, you know, and build on the idea of group economics, you know, because everybody have different goals and aspirations in life. But one thing, you know, I say all the time that remain the same, you know, throughout time, is that we all are connected to each other one way or another, you know, and this can be seen through tribes, through families, through friends, you know, and the power of networking, you know, it comes from a connection and an advantage, and it's something that we just got to do at this time in life right now, man. That's just my opinion. You know, networking is the key to being successful in business. You know, you got to get out and meet people. It's like what you're doing. You know, you connecting people. That's networking. And, you know, but yeah, sometimes it could be a little overwhelming for some of us to build and communicate with each other, but it's definitely the way for us to go. You know, there's many benefits to participating in the conversation of group economics and community development. Not only are you able to meet like-minded people, but it also is a great way to discover potential business partners when you expanding or trying to expand your business. You know, the power of networking is the idea that we have more to gain from associating with each other than we do for being isolated from each other. You know, and as humans, we're naturally inclined to engage in social interaction with each other. And these relationships have profound effect in our overall happiness and, you know, satisfying our life, you know. And just ultimately, networking is essential these days. It's the power of developing business relationships, participating in this topic called group economics. And let's be mindful, family, when you look at us as a people and when you look at others, other groups are very big on supporting each other. I'm going to say the Chinese man. You got a Chinatown in every major city, you know, and they definitely got here after us. But for some reason, they were able to establish a community of economics, group economics, community commerce. And it is definitely something that myself and my group that I work with is something that we're passionate about as well, you know, making that a major conversation piece about group economics, community commerce, and personal development. You know, everybody on this line got a walk of life that they chose and that they have to do, you know, but at some point, and my group, we talk this all the time. I'm out here trucking right now as we speak. I barber during the day, I truck at night. My boy Jermaine, he's the owner of a barbershop. You know, I got another buddy. He's a yoga instructor. But guess what? We meet in the middle on the idea and building on the idea of personal development, group economics, and community commerce. Everybody have a talent. You know, but as individuals, okay, fine, you do well for yourself. But at some point, we have to meet in the middle on the idea, topic of group economics and community commerce. And that's just something that, again, we really passionate about. And it's something that, you know, we keep on the table to inspire people to step outside their box and take charge of their own life. So in a nutshell, that's pretty much what we do and what we're about.
Okay, that's a good deal. I know we network, and we've also talked about, we have another person coming in. We also talked about, we spoke about some group economics, but we haven't really, you know, got that far yet, but that's excellent. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the panel and see if they have any questions or comments. Sister Linda?
I'm just listening because I didn't know if, I thought he was going to say a couple more things.
Well, it's more so a panel discussion.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, then I have a question for him. Okay. Since he was talking about networking, has he ever read anything by George Frazier? He's a
I'm familiar with George Frazier. Yes. Yep.
Okay. Good. Good. Okay. And then I have a second question, and I attended a literacy festival a couple of weeks ago. And there was this guy who was a barber like yourself. And what he did, what he has done with his barbershop, and I know somebody else is coming on that has a barbershop, he has done it as a networking vehicle for himself. And the people that's in his chair, they've created this whole thing called the barbershop. Hold on, because you know what? I have his business card, and it's called the Barbershop Book Club. And what they've done is, they're gearing it toward children, young men who sit down in the barbershop chair, and they have a book And then they talk to the child about the book, even though it's for children. You could still, had you ever thought about doing that with adults also?
Well, I've done that. And when I was working, I had my shop in Long Beach. One of my shop names, I had two barbershops, but one of my barbershop names was called Cuts and Opinion Barber Salon. You know, mm-hmm. because I've always seen the barbershop as a place where, you know, men get haircut and everybody got an opinion about something. And so we would do what we call Conscious Fridays at my barbershop, and where we would invite the community in, choose a topic of discussion. I believe this too, that every barbershop should have a whiteboard. I had a whiteboard on my wall in my barbershop. And I had that board up, and it always had a positive quote or a question on that board. And what I noticed about that board in my barbershop was, if I put a question up of any kind of topic of maybe, I don't know, who killed Malcolm X, that question, and I would leave it up maybe a whole week because you got different people coming in every day. Whatever question I had on that board, it will spark the dialogue of conversation each and every time people would see that quest or a question on a board. And I also tried this too, just to kind of see how powerful and important that question was on that white board. At one time, I didn't put nothing on the board. I just wanted to just see how the people would react. And people would come in my barbershop and they would be asked, "Doc, what's up? Why ain't no question on the board? What's going on?" You know, and I just thought that that was something very powerful. And like I say, I look at the black barbershop, not even just black barbershop, but barbershop, in total, that, you know, it is that place where it is, like, to me, the last real community center we have where we can really open dialogue and don't have to feel worried about what outside people think about, you know, what we're discussing in the barbershop. So to me, it's one of the ultimate networking places ever, because you have people from all walks of life coming into this place called barbershop every single day. So I'm definitely a supporter of that kind of activity in the barbershop. I got a cousin in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. He's a poet. And at his barbershop that he go to, they kind of have a discussion of that as well once a month. And Jermaine does it too in his shop. He got a group discussion where he bring the brothers in at his shop. If you want to build on that, I love for him too. And really open up the dialogue, because again, it is a safe place for black men to come together and discuss things. I got another piece I promoted at my barbershop called From Boys to Men, where we would have the young boys in the barbershop sit, you know, because they sit and watch as well too. I'm second generation barber. My Uncle Doris was a barber, and it's the first barber I ever met in my life. And he's the reason that I barber today, because out of all the black men I seen growing up on the west side of Chicago, my Uncle Doris was a very successful looking man to me. One, he had his own business. He owned the building. He had a home. He drove a Cadillac, and he was making cash every day righteously. And I would just sit, my grandfather and me, we go to the barbershop, we sit there, we're going to be the last one, because my grandfather's sitting there at his son's barbershop, you know, hanging out with his son and his clientele. So my grandfather was known, my uncle was this guy that I really looked at, like, the community really respected. No nonsense ever went on in his barbershop. And I used to just be amazed at how all these men would line up to wait and sit in the chair of this man, my Uncle Dawes. And the way he carried himself was just upright and just, like, really, really fascinated to me. And like I say, he was the most positive black man I knew growing up in my neighborhood, my Uncle Dawes. And so, and just looking at how, again, the people you would come and wait and sit with him and give him money after he did what he did to them, far as servicing them, it was a very positive light for me. And so, you know, that's something that throughout my barber career, I've always shared with young brothers, you know, who I may see maybe going through a little something, just like my uncle told me. He seen I was getting a little loose. He said, nephew, you know, if you don't see yourself going to college, definitely avoid that penitentiary. Or if you don't see yourself going to the military, he said, go to barber school. You know, you put that license in your back pocket. You may use it, you may not use it, but you always have something to fall back on. And it's definitely something that you'll always be able to feed yourself with. I never forgot that. He told me that at 14 years old, and I never forgot it. And so moving to California, I rolled past a barber school downtown Long Beach, and this is my first time ever seeing a barber college. I've never seen one in Chicago. And I walked in, rest is history. And so to your point about, you know, the children, we definitely have that boys to men world of reality in the black barbershop, where we'll have the young boys come in and we just sit and really build with them. We call that, you know, we got down here in Memphis. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee now. And I done hooked up with some brothers, and we started a nonprofit organization called Make a Difference Campaign. And it's steered up right out of the barbershop that I work in now, and it's geared towards you that we service here. And again, any one of them youngsters that I see that, you know, mother may say something about, they struggling in any kind of arena, I still today promote that. Go get a barber license. Put that barber license in your back pocket. And now that I have a CDL and I'm seeing and experiencing this transportation industry, it's another tool that I really encourage young brothers to get involved in, because this is one of those industry that it's not going nowhere. And I got in this thing at 50-some years old. And the thing about it, it's one of those industries that I share with young brothers, that it is it's pandemic proof. Transportation is recession proof. And it's also felony friendly. So it's no excuse. And I don't give these young brothers no reason or to have any excuse why we can't. It's too many ways we can righteously hustle out here without taking penitentiary chances. And again, this is one of those discussions that, you know, I personally like to have a lot in the black barbershop, because again, this when they come in and we got them in that chair for 15, 20, 30 minutes or whatever. And not only are we cutting their hair, but to me, it's always been deeper than the haircut. It's always been about their mental. So that's that. And I encourage other barbers and other barbershops to, it's something about that whiteboard, man. It's a powerful, powerful tool. And just to have it in your barbershop, again, putting a quote on it, or ideal, or a thought of some question, a question of the day. I don't care if it's even about sports or something like that, because where I'm at, my guy, he like to put the sports question up on it. Fine, no problem. As long as it's creating dialogue and it's positive, then I'm all for it.
Excellent, man. Excellent. All right, Brother Jermaine.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, first of all, Doc Zach, you did an excellent job explaining, and Doc Zach is a reason why I got into network marketing. He invited me out to an event. I didn't want to go. I told him no. He kept inviting me. I told him no. And I finally went, because he's a friend. Friends do what friends do. So I went, and that experience changed my whole life. And what I mean by that is network marketing, once you study it and understand it, it's the best way to earn money. What I mean by that is if I do something one time, I continuously get paid for it. There's nothing better than that. I own two shops at one point. I just own one now. But if I don't go to work and I leave that shop for 90 days and come back, I'm going to be in big trouble, because that shop cannot work without me being there. It'll fold. But with network marketing, I have built businesses in other countries. and get residual passive income from that. With barbering, I can only work the zip code, the local area. That's all I can make money from. Or network marketing, I can make money worldwide. And it don't get no better than that. I studied it. I engaged in it. And I taught other people how to get involved. And it changed their lives. A lot of people made a lot of money off of Doc, Zach, and Jermaine efforts. and I love it. I love it. It's nothing better. And I've done a lot of things. I've done real estate. I've done, like I said, the barbering industry. But nothing has paid me the way network marketing has paid. I got paid yesterday. I get paid every Tuesday. Something I did back in July. It's beautiful. Beautiful situation.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, man. Thanks for being here, and let's talk later.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to go to Sister Make It Happen.
Greetings, family, Hotep.
Hotep.
Greetings, everyone. So I did get in right as you opened it up for discussion, so I don't quite know the topic, but I can understand a little bit as regarding marketing. But
I can tell you the topic is the power of networking.
Yes, yes, that is a definitely a powerful tool. You know, word of mouth definitely is the way to go. And when you have good relationships and you know how to build trust and understanding with people, and you can provide solutions to help them, guide them through some systems that you may be able to share, then yes, it becomes a great thing. And yes, that is totally a powerful tool. And as you know, Black Men for Wellness is an evidence of the networking. So it's a great thing. And I agree with you that it's a powerful tool that we should learn how to use more with each other so that we can get out of some of our conditions that we're in. Sounds like you're a man of that who helps people out of their conditions. So that's a good thing.
Yep, yep. Let me say this too about, you know, networking, especially like the industry of network marketing. It's not perfect. You know, it's not like anything and like any kind of skill development, you have to become trained, skilled. Like, you know, I play basketball, but LeBron James is a professional basketball player, you know. And this industry is the same thing. You got guys who cut hair. I am a professional barber, though, and it's a difference. So you have this industry, and again, it's not perfect. But when you look at the business model of it, it's better than any other business model out there, you know, where you can leverage people and their efforts. And you duplicate that process. And again, everybody, you know, I do Zoom calls all the time of other groups. And it amazes me how, like, with you know, with your call that you're doing, and it should be 40 plus people, 200 people on this call, you know, because with the work that you guys are doing, we need this effort. We need these kind of platforms to help other people get out this box that we're in, man. And again, we do the same thing. We got a call we do on Thursdays. We got a call we do Tuesdays. You know, you guys got your call. And it's like I'm seeing where more and more of us are stepping out to help people with these struggles of limiting beliefs of we can come together. We can make it. We can do it. We can be whatever it is we want to be too. But again, man, you know, we got so many distractions that bog our mindsets down that's part of the struggle. But again, what you guys are doing and what we all doing, this is part of the work, though. You know, that's going to help us get out of that madness, too.
All right, that's good. That's good. All right, Brother Mashenda.
All right, what's going on? How y'all doing tonight?
Peace, brother.
Peace, peace. Yeah, just want to appreciate your brothers and everybody else coming on tonight, you know, imparting that knowledge. Like you say, knowledge, not, you know, knowledge is, you know, is a key to a lot of freedom, a lot of, to overcome a lot of struggles. You got to have the information. So I think it's very important to have brothers like Brother Dot come on and share his experience, you know, started reminiscing about my childhood days when I was going to the barbershop. I remember my barber's name when I was a little kid. You know, it's like your teachers, you know, that you remember that had an impact on you. And you know, barbers were part of my extended family. And Mr. Banks and Mr. Spears, and, you know, in Compton, you know, they were like neighborhood legends. You know, that's where either you went. And you know, we talk about each other. Like, if you went to this one, you saw, oh, man, he can't cut. You know, we can be, you know, kind of dangerous in my words, you know. Oh, man, he whacks you out, you know. But at the end of the day, you get mature. Them guys were in business. They had clientele. And you start understanding that, you know, they were – and they were there on time opening their shop. And I look at all that. You learn how to be on time. And keep your appointment, and just and then, you know, get your appearance together, and then so that barber experience. So you're right; it's definitely one of the original community centers, and also just my understanding how barbering can be very lucrative. I'm not a barber, and I tell you what. My barber is not too far from me, but when COVID hit, I was affected by it, and I didn't go to the barber. So I guess I was starting to try to grow me some mini dreads or something. But at the end of the day, you know, I haven't been back to the barber since, because when my wife started cutting my hair, and you know, put a guard on it, and I tell you what, don't get me wrong, at times I say, no, I gotta, you know, go get fixed up at the barber. But I just, she's been, you know, I say, hey, can you cut my hair? She said, well, go, you know, go in the bathroom, get those little razor set out and hook it up, you know, just so I can kind of keep myself neat. But other than that, that trucking business, I'm here in the South. I'm in Louisiana. And man, it's very lucrative. I know several brothers that are in the trucking business, and a lot of them worked offshore. Was, you know, making a lot of, I mean, big jobs offshore. The oil industry kind of crashed out, and they had to leave offshore, and they went into trucking. But the brothers, they did more than trucking. They, I mean, they were driving, then all of a sudden, you know, buying trucks. They put two or three trucks on the road, and created another business, you know. So it's, you know, which is impressive to me and inspirational as far as, you know, hey, the brothers know how to survive, you know. So at the end of the day, it just gives me a lot of hope. Hey, there's things that we can do to improve ourselves, and there are very lucrative. There's a lucrative knowledge base out there to where we can, like you said, come up and do well, and with, you know, without having to depend on certain things. So anyway, I can go on and on. I just like to say, appreciate the conversation, and you know, maybe you want to share some of that. Those networking ideas, you know, the network marketing strategy, like what actually are you into, or have you been into, or some of the things you've been into, and maybe you can share some of that, okay?
Well, we promote, I got back involved in this industry back in 07, and that was my real first encounter in the industry. I was doing real estate at the time, and one of my real estate coach, I was very impressed with this guy. I went to one of his conferences that he had down in Coronado, California, And so, you know, I knew this dude was doing very well for himself. So he had kind of gave me this personal invite to his home to meet some other people. So naturally, I was impressed with the guy. So I took him up on his offer. And when I went to his home, he stayed up there in Rancho Cucamonga. And so he had a house full of people, you know, and he had these other millionaire guys there, and they was talking about this juice. And so I kind of tripped for a minute, like, I can't believe this dude got me here talking about juice. I'm thinking, you know, it's real estate. And long story short, I got on board with him, man, and it took off. And I mean, we was getting paid every week, and I mean, it was a beautiful environment. And that moment with those guys is what really opened my whole eyes up about the power of network marketing, especially, you know, I'm with people that on a regular, because they weren't coming in my world in the barbershop. You know, this was something totally outside of my barber world. So I started like networking with, you know, other groups of people on a regular, because my world consisted of Black people, Black men all day, every day. And so moving forward today, I still promote a health and wellness. Health and wellness has always been my spark of interest, because I'm about that healthy life, man. I think, you know, health is wealth. And the next thing above that is having a peace of mind for me. So health and wellness is what we promote. I'm with a company called LifeWave. I promote a patch, a stem cell patch. And again, it was an industry that was, matter of fact, Jermaine introduced it to me. You know, he turned around and turned me on to it. And, you know, just the relationship I have with him, you know, I'm like, if you in it, just what we got to do, you know, because he and I, we work well together when it comes to this industry and really helping people understand the power of network. And it's bigger than the actual company of the product, man. It's the relationship ultimately that you establish with people, and you know, the group that, you know, we started with then, you know, we got some of them same group members with us today, and that stemmed from just the relationship aspect of it, not necessarily the company of the product, but having a good company that you know that's going to be around and stand, any product that can stand on its own, that helps in the journey of this industry. You know, but it's really all about people, helping people. And if we left this opportunity and went to another, we're going to be successful as well. Because, again, you know, once you learn the skill of being a professional network marketer, it's not about calling your friends and family, trying to beat them down with this. Hey, you got to listen to this. Check this out. Check, I got this. It's not even about that, man. It's about really finding out where a person at in life and seeing if you have a solution to help with whatever problem that they have. And I like to think that we are problem solvers, because it's not for everybody, you know, and we're not in the chasing nobody down. You know, you might get an invite. You don't take that invite up. It's not a loss on us. It's a loss on you. So we stand firm on what we do and how we do it. And it's no, you know, please get on my call and, hey man, come on! You know, we ain't begging nobody. We look for people who look and willing to do something about it. You know, all of us got the potential to be great, and we build on that. If that's what you're looking for, come on, take this ride with us. If not, man, we salute you, man. No love lost. Keep it pushing. You know.
Okay, now is this so it's like almost investing. And in some form, you're going to be investing
in yourself. You know, we're not an investment company. We have a patch. It's a stem cell patch. And just for the record, when Jermaine introduced stem cell to me, he called and asked me what I know about stem cells. And I'm like, man, I've heard the term, but I know nothing about stem cells. You know, I heard the term. I remember Kobe Bryant went over to Germany to get the stem cell injections. That was the closest and I've ever heard of anything, a stem cell. So I did my little research. He turned me on to the patch. The patch is not a, it's no chemical in it. It's no infusion of any sort, no vitamins or nothing. It's amazing how this technology is, and not getting into a whole presentation of it. We do that on other calls. I don't want to bombard the call that way. But just briefly, it's a small, like a little band-aid, and you wear the patch for 12 hours. It stimulates what they call in your body. Everybody has these copper peptides in your body. And once those are stimulated, it activates your stem cells. So my cousin, he was like, you know, with the whole, and I had him Google, how important are stem cells to your body? And if you Google how important stem cells to your body, you will realize that stem cells are the lifeline to all your blood, your cells, all the vessels. It is the lifeline of the body. And just a quick comparison, you have a, let's say, a five-year-old versus someone 50-plus. And you know the energy of a five-year-old is through the roof. They can go nonstop. They can fall, pop back up. They break something, it's going to heal like that. While when you get over a certain age, we tend to slow down. They call it age. And what that is at 30, these are facts. You can Google this, but at 30, you have lost half your stem cells. And by the age of 60, they damn near gone. Not gone, but they're not as active. They're not active. So what this patch does, you apply the patch on your body, you wear it on the back of your neck, on your navel, or any pain point you may have in your body, and it activates your stem cells. And people are having amazing, amazing, amazing results. I myself, you know, doing what I do, barbering and trucking, both careers that I have are very sedentary positions, sedentary jobs, not a lot of movement. So throughout the years of standing, it a little knee hip issue kind of kicked into play. Same with the trucking. You know, I'm sitting. Like right now, I'm sitting in my truck. So it's not a lot of movement. So the little pain that I was encountering, I told you, man, if I put this patch on and I get relief, we're going to rock and roll. As you see, we rocking and rolling. You know, the patch is an amazing piece of technology. They spent 10 years of research developing this patch, $4.5 million to manufacture the patch. And, yeah, it's called the X39. You know, X39. We do a call Tuesday, every Tuesday. And that call is particularly based on promoting the X39 patch. And then we do a call on Thursday. And that call is where we dive into really helping people to understand the power of networking. We build on why we should be network marketing, and really helping people get their mind right. Because we got a real bad misunderstanding when it comes to the ideal of network marketing. We quickly say, oh, it's a scheme. It's a pyramid scheme. It's this, that. It's everything but right. And when you look at other groups that's in the industry of network marketing, which the industry today is reported to be a $190 billion a year industry as of today. We don't know a lot of people personally who getting some of that money, but somebody's getting that money. And so we done made a conscious decision to help our community understand that, you know, if we pull our resources together, not taking away from nothing you do. Like I say, I'm driving truck and barber during the day, but I still have time to make a phone call and talk about, hey, I got a call we're doing. Hey, I got this idea that I'd like to share with you. Hey, what do you know about stem cell? Just creating a little general conversation gonna spark and lead into whether we move forward and start doing business together. And it's really simple, but it's not a, we don't have to sell our people nothing. Just make, it's a conversation. What do you know about stem cell? That's how we go about, what do you know about stem cell? Most people don't know nothing about stem cell. Well, hey, this is what I've learned. Do you got a minute? Can I share some information with you? Yeah, Doc, go ahead. I got a few minutes. Great. And I share. We share. That's what we do. If they see value in it and they want more information, I got websites we can send them to. I let the product do the talking. and I let I don't have to, I just point. Hey, look over here at this. Is this, that, and the other? If you want more information, let me know. And that's what we do. That's what we do. And we teach how to do it. Because again, we think we gotta sell, we gotta go knock on doors, we gotta have hotel events. Just like what we're doing right here on this call, this is exactly what we do on our call. We bring our folks to a Zoom. We 30 minutes and we 30 minutes and we off. We ain't 30 minutes. Now a Tuesday call, that may be maybe 40 minutes, but that conversation on teaching on the ideal and the power of networking, we 30 minutes and done every Thursday.
Now, is there a website or anything that you can share? What information if somebody wanted to contact you? How do they do that?
Well, they can contact me direct. You can call me and we can go from there. But just to be informed on the product that we promote, the X39 patch, we have a website that we send them to called startx39.com. That's startx39.com. And that website is full of videos, the studies, the proof, you know, the patches is patent. You know, we don't have a patent pending product. We're the only one with this. And that's another reason why I said, yes, it's easy to promote somewhere you're the only one having. You know, we're not another Me Too opportunity. The first company we did, it was a juice company and everybody had a juice. You know, we was promoting that side berry. Next year, you know, everybody got this side berry. You know, it's, you know, if one company got makeup, everybody, they got makeup. They got energy drink, they got energy drink. They got weight loss, you get weight loss in Target. But this X39 patch, and I advise everybody to really look into it. Startx39.com. This particular technology, and it is a piece of technology, it is patent proven. And in order to have some patent, you must prove that it works. And so the chemist, the scientist, CEO behind the product, this dude did something that they said couldn't be done with this patch. And the results people are having with it, there you go right there. The results people are having with this product, man, it's not even a sale. It's just a point. And again, if health is important for a person, they're going to contact you. No, that's a video right there, a little 411 about the patch. I mean, the website is full of information. It's very detailed about the studies and everything. Light therapy is how the patch work. And light therapy is equivalent to like laying out in the sun. And if you lay out in the sun creates vitamin D in our body. And so this patch does the same thing. The patch operates from the heat of your natural body, which stimulates the copper peptides in your body. Look that up. And that what activates the stem cells in our body. So a lot of stuff we deal with, that's the CEO, scientist, inventor behind the product, David Schmidt. That guy got a long history in the field of technology. Hall of Fame of science. It's a bad boy right there. And again, he done made something that they say couldn't be done. And it just really amazed the whole technology world right now. We're in 75 countries. To Jermaine's point, you know, again, like myself being a barber, I'm limited to a city and zip code. But, you know, I'm in Memphis. You know, I got a little business in California promoting in Chicago. You know, and then as soon as I find my little Asian buddy who I can get in the Philippines, and man, this is a global opportunity for us, man, to really expand outside the zip codes and really create a global operational business, man.
Cool, excellent. All right, Brother Hembrick.
Yes, sir. Yeah, appreciating the presentation. I do a lot of networking myself.
Awesome.
You know, not for profit, just to help folks out.
That's awesome.
in that much need of anything. And I ain't been to the barber shop since I had hair. You know,
yes, sir.
I use the clippers to shave my head and my beard. So,
yes, sir.
Doggone haircuts about $50 now, aren't they?
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. Inflation, man. It's the reason inflation, bro. We gotta move with the time, bro. That's all, you know. But they up there now for sure.
I go fishing with a lot of barbers, and I used to go in barber shop and just put down the truth on the historical thing about our people, which awesome. Many do not know. And that's why a lot of these other folks you mentioned earlier have passed us by, because we haven't held on to any cultural consciousness if we knew what it was in the first place. Anyway,
right.
My question, and I'm not positive about this. I believe I heard some of the research about this stem cell stuff in the past. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't the majority of the stem cells taken from aborted fetuses? They draw the stem cells from that to make, you know, whatever you're talking about.
You know, now that part, I haven't really dove into that arena of stem cells, but I have heard, I don't know, maybe Jay may be able to say something on that, but I have heard where they do take the stem cell because you think of a fetus, something as fresh as that, full of stem cell, active stem cell. Like I say, a 2-year-old, 5-year-old, they energy levels through the roof, and that is because of the activity of the stem cells in their body. And like I say, as we age, they tend to slow down. They're there. Everybody still have stem cells, but they just through how nature works, they're not active like that. And then that opens up the illnesses that a lot of us, you know, may suffer from time to time. So, but that to your question, I'm not quite sure the depth of that, but I know that right now it is a topic that is definitely growing. And for what we do, networking wise, it's kind of some ground level stuff we at, you know, because like I said, it's not another Me Too type opportunity to another Me Too kind of discussion. We're not talking to you about milkshakes and weight loss. You can find that anywhere. But the stem cell conversation is definitely growing. There is a lot of information behind it. Like I say, the main thing I ask people to do is just Google how important are stem cells to your body. And I let it go from there, you know. And when they Google, it just brings an awareness of, wow, I never knew. And let me say this too. I got a cousin who's an anesthesiologist, and I asked him about stem cells and why doctors really don't promote the whole importance of active stem cells. And he was straight up, and I appreciated about him. He said, cause we about that medicine. You know, we promote medicine. And you think about this, a person that may have to take a blood pressure pill their whole life. Look at this here. That doctor who have prescribed that medicine for you for your whole life, that doctor have created a residual source of income for himself with your life on the line. And it's amazing how, you know, we don't look at that, but I'm talking with a brother and he telling me how he on 2 blood pressure medications. I'm like, bro, I don't take no pills. Like, I'm not taking no pills like that. You know, with doctors, it's going to keep me alive. I said, man, it's not going to keep you alive. You know, everybody going to get out of here. Ain't nobody escaping the ultimate, which is death, you know, and it's okay, you know, but it's going to help me live longer. No, bro, just take care of yourself, eating right, living right, exercise. You know, it's basic little fundamental things we can do to have a healthy life. But I'm saying to him, though, if you're taking a pill, after, let's say you took the pill 10 years and you still got to take that pill, and I'm not a doctor, but this is just my mindset. If you still got to take that pill, somewhere in that math equation, it's not working, you know, because, and then it's going to create side effects that eventually you're going to have to get that treated for. So it becomes a, in my opinion, a ongoing kind of scenario when man, Elijah Muhammad said eat to live. And I believe that to be the truth. You know, we eat to live, you know, not just eat to eat, but we eat to live. So, yeah.
Let me just share this as a free term of networking for Black people's health. You know, I'm a big advocate of that myself, you know,
yeah.
Nature and the net of roots. What Black people need to do is stay away from red meat and anything white. Sugar, salt, white bread, white rice, dairy products, those things cause damage to our bodies that we need to be aware of. And one last point, and I'm going to get off here because I can go on and on and on. Another network thing I want to share that I just got hip to recently, and you've been in real estate, so you know what a PMI is, the insurance that you pay on your property. What a lot of people do not know is once you've gained 20% equity in your property, that can be dropped from your note that you're paying. And a lot of people don't know that. And that's extra money you've given these lenders for years. And they won't tell you that, you know, that it can be dropped after you've acquired 20% equity in your property. So I just want to throw that out there. I'm out. Appreciate your presentation.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Brother Embry. All right, Professor Rod.
Yeah, Bani Gani, everybody. This is Professor Amin Rod. Just want to say Asante Sana for your excellent presentation. And if I understand it correctly, marketing a sense or networking to establish a sense of marketing, stem cell, that's a big challenge. It's a big challenge, and it takes a lot of networking to get people to go in to get treatments from health food stores. We can't even get a lot of our people to go to health foods instead of supermarkets and pharmacies. It's very challenging. And then when you sell the patch over the counter? How do people accumulate the patch? They mail order or what?
Yes, it comes through the mail. And that's one beautiful thing I love about networking. I don't have to deliver products. I don't have to, you know, fill out the forms or none of that. All we do is points. And again, we have, you know, a website for, you know, everybody have a back office. And so I could sign a person up for a, as a brand partner, like with Jermaine and myself, we're considered brand partners. Or you could just be a consumer, try the product. And the beautiful thing about the X39 patch is that the company LifeWave, which is based out there in San Diego too, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee on the patches. For $99, you get 30 days supplies of patches where you wear, again, you wear 12 hours on, 12 hours off. The 12 hours on is where you get the activation part. The 12 hours off is where your body recover from, you know. And the only recommendation we have is drink plenty of water, you know, because the only side effect of any kind may be a little dehydration, and that is stemmed from really the lack of water. So if you're drinking water, you won't have no problem. But how you get it is through the mail, come UPS, US mail, straight to your door. Try it out, 30 days. Feel it didn't do nothing for you. Call corporate. They send you money back. No questions asked.
When you say corporate, who's that? Where are they located?
LifeWave is the company. DX39 is the patch. LifeWave is located. LifeWave. 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 And they're located right there in San Diego, California. They've been around since 2004. And I mean, and always been in the health and wellness industry. But this latest invention of David, the X39 patch, it just done exploded, man. And it's a global operation. We're in 75 different countries. You would think that, you know, we may have heard of it, but you just made an interesting point about really getting people in tune with the importance of it. And that's work. That part of it is work, because for whatever reason, you know, we say we care about our health, but when it really comes time to actively be active, you know, it becomes a challenge for some folks, you know. And we invite people to calls just like this all the time. And, you know, we may have a call with this amount of people on there as well, too, at times. And then, you know, we were discussing things afterwards, myself and Jermaine. We talk every day. And it's amazing to us how you'll invite people for 30 minutes. We get 24 hours out the day, but 30 minutes of your time to get some information that's free and that's also a plus. What you do with it, it don't matter. But at least we ask people, at least be open-minded to take time to just listen. Now, it don't matter whether you do it or not, but at least learn, because again, the stem cell conversation is not really big, but it's really big. You know, it's really big.
How long has this project been in existence?
The X39 came out, they got the patent on it July 2020.
So
our patent July 2020.
Almost a year and a half, man.
So again, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to get the longevity of it. Year and a half. Then second, you know, when we talk about barbershops, and, you know, one of the first millionaires that built over 100 barbershops in Atlanta, I think his name was Lonzo Herndon, along with Sarah Freelove, known as Madam T. Walker. She named herself after her husband.
Yep.
I mean, congregating at barbershop. And the history of it is that Europeans, during the Holocaust of enslavement, Black people who developed barber skills were leased out. And then during Reconstruction in 1878 and things of that nature, brothers got their own shops. And most of their patrons were white then, but then they moved into Black people. And they really grew. And they became like a center, as you said, of people who travel and they come to town, they want to get groomed. Barbershops, beauty salons, pool halls, or gambling halls, or shoeshine parlors, and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Have been congregational places where people learn to network, as you say, and work, especially beauty salons and things of that nature. Those are very important. The thing is that you look at barbershop's role in the struggle. You know, we have a barbershop out here in LA called Revolutionary with Bill Taylor. Revolutionary, it grew out of the 1965 revolt, and he named his barbershop the Revolution. And he's over off of Vernon and between Central and San Pedro. And he only do hair by appointment. And then, you know, it's one of the most, it had been one of the most important places. Even LeBron James got a sitcom that he put together. The barbershop, you know, where he had a special guest discussing, because you know, especially in the South and in urban areas, and that's where networking is done, and a lot of things are done, and you know, and at the same time, you know, the Black church, you know, and people argue that that's a business itself, you understand? But the point is that what you know, and it could be any spiritual center is a business, a nonprofit corporation, but the issue of the stem project is going to be very challenging, and you know, sometimes you need a marquee like a LeBron James or someone that has been in everybody's house through the media that they know, that they think they know. You know, we call him LeBron, and we don't know him. You understand? I mean, yeah. but you know, our kids, I love LeBron. So it's got to be challenging. And then what happens is just Black people want to know, first of all, what other Black people that they consider with credibility, ministers, actors or superstars, say it's okay. Are people, doctors, MDs, or pathological doctors like Dr. Galt when he was alive, Dr. Yuli, people with longevity of dealing with health, co-sign it, or some celebrity or something, a marquee name that help with the marketing. The networking part is going to be challenging because, you know, you start with your family network and building relationships. You don't have a strong relationship with your family. And, that, you know, I mean, gang members do it outside the family and other people that have nefarious and businesses, drug dealers, they network. And, you know, you have an underground. And then they're going to ask one question. Why isn't it on the stock market? Can you invest in it? Not for right now, but for the future. You know, a lot of people, the stocks are real cheap in the beginning. You see what I'm saying? And then when, if it hits, then the stocks go up. You know, yeah. you're making by 100 shares for, you know, $5 a piece right now because it ain't, and you know, operating. But that's, it's building a trust. And you do it through networking and getting people that, like if I tell my kids, hey, you need to try this, you know, they're, based on my relationship with my kids, they'll do it properly. And I'm telling you, you got a bad leg, you know, you got health issues, you put this patch on it, it'll help you. Yeah, that'll work. And then, you know, I can recommend it to brothers who play ball. I play ball. I got some of the baddest knees in the world, and I won't get a knee replacement. You understand? I don't, you know, I'm not into surgery that much, but I might have to. And that's the only reason I go to surgery is that I have to. If it ain't, I have to. It's called elective surgery. I ain't doing that. I ain't elective.
Yeah.
No, or cosmetic surgery. No, that's elective surgery.
Yes, you sir.
Operate me to save my life or to save my limb, but you ain't operating on me.
Yeah.
Relieve. Well, anyway, you know, like people, some people smoke weed to get rid of pain. So, you know, but the point is, that is a challenge, brother, and I it's relatively new. You know, year and a half. It's going to take time because it's a big, you know. Just, you know, when you talk about African Americans, they've dispersed. Many of them moved it, of all places, Texas. Many of them moved, out here there in Victorville. We used to be concentrated. You know, Watts, Compton, Willowbrook, certain parts of South Central. But now we're all over the place. So,
yeah.
You know, the internet, and I'm going to follow through because I'm hoping that I can stimulate myself.
And
you know, I need it bad. You understand?
Yes, sir. So yes,
I'm gonna definitely try to get $99 and get me some for 12 days and see what happens. But I just want to know, does it burn? Does it steam? Why you have to take it off for 12 days? I mean, you said for how long you keep it on?
You wear the patch for 12 hours and you take it off for 12 hours. No, so the 12 hours on is the patch actually activating your cells. And so it's almost like sending your body through a detox. So the patch off for 12 hours is like the recovery time. You know, it's like, you know, it's going to settle you back down, you know, but it's not a, you don't feel anything. Again, there's no chemicals, no vitamins, no nothing. It's not nothing going in your body, no infusions at all, which is a good thing. And no medicine, anything. But there are these organic crystals in the patch. I wish I had some with me, but it looked like a little Band-Aid, you know, and all the studies, and you can go to the site and you can see the studies and the research behind it. But, you know, let's say, you know, you got a little shoulder muscle issue or something. You can apply the patch there. And like for me, I mean, people results, man, it's like instantly. And you asked another question about why it's not on the stock market and things like that. One thing I learned about the industry of network marketing is that it can go there, you know, but you have some products, and just so happened, this is one of those products. They could have easily went and got a LeBron James, Shaquille O'Neal, or somebody to promote the product and the shelf it in CVS and all of that. But you have some products I've learned in this industry that need a story. And so, like, you know, if you got knee issues, you know, you get the patch, you do the patch for 30 days, and you have a testimony of, hey, I've been wearing this patch, my knees, you know, they don't hurt no more. That with that itself, you the LeBron James at that point, you know, and the company will reward you for just referring people to the company, to the product, you know. And I'm thankful that they don't do everything. LeBron don't get all the commercials, you know. I can be the LeBron James of this right here. And so some products need a story. The X39 is one of those products. It need a story. And so we worldwide with people trying the patch. And just to show you again how much confident the company have in the product, they got a 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat that. You know, you can't beat that. So when Jermaine shared that with me and I looked into it, it was a man, sign me up. You know, let's go to work. So we've been working ever since, I want to say August, I think. August we signed on board. So we still fairly new to this thing too. Ground level. But it's a ground level opportunity for us right now anyway. Because, again, nobody haven't heard of it. It ain't like I'd have signed on to Amway or Avon or Mary Kay or something. Everybody and your mama done heard of that. But this right here, it's I like the fact that it's a something new. It's a new conversation. It's a new topic, a new idea. And it's very refreshing that we can open up a discussion of some sort that is not a common discussion. And another point you made that's also true is, again, when it comes to us and how, you know, we're fearful people too. You know, a lot of us in boxes, man, that it's hard to like really step out of. And, you know, which for me, I embrace that challenge because, you know, I have children, got my first grandchild on the way. And one thing I want them to understand, man, you know, you get one shot at this thing called life. You could really maximize it to live it to the fullest, or you can walk through this thing in fear and be timid. But you're gonna be on the short end of this thing too. I'm just one of them brothers, man. I hustle, man. I hustle hard, you know. And I teach my children, man. You gotta hustle and hustle hard, but hustle right though. You know, do this thing the right way. You know, I sleep well at night knowing that if I call Brother Amon Ra and I tried to share this idea with him and he was not interested and didn't show no signs of wanting me to share anything, man, I'm okay. Because I know I got some you need. And I called you. You didn't call me. So I'm going to sleep well. I hope you sleep well too. But I'm going to sleep well knowing I have something that's definitely changing people's lives economically and physically. So, again, it's a no-brainer. And like I say, I'll make sure you guys get the information to, you know, our call. And maybe you guys can log in and check us out, man. And my boy David, he does a great presentation on Tuesdays. He go A to Z about the benefits. And we have people on there with testimonies who, you know, who have experienced the patch. We ask people to share their testimonies of what kind of experience you've been having with the patch. And that, again, that's a plus, too. Those be kind of the highlights of the calls at times. Because when you hear people going through, you know, knee pains, back pains, shoulder pains, or whatever, you know, inflammation. Again, it's not medicine, but you know, I'm hearing people that, you know, with high blood pressure, they talking about my blood pressure going down. And I mean, just all kind of results people are having. That's a plus. And again, it's good motivation to really take the patch to market and, you know, really try to help people see this thing, man.
Yeah, it sounds like a winner, and I'm going to look into it.
Awesome.
You know, with me, three or four patches.
Hey, my wife had a question, Brother Doc.
Yes, sir.
Once you take it for the 30 days, then after that, you just it's at your discretion how you want to use it. So you recommend the 30 days, and then
I'm every day. With mine, you know, I wear mine like, you know, I brush my teeth, wash my face, and wash myself. It doesn't become part of my outfit, you know. And my wife calling, I call her back.
Well, we'll get you off in a second here because I know you're on the road. Okay, go ahead.
No, but it's something that you just want to add to your day to day activity, you know, because again, we're aging every day. And so, you know, whatever plus you can use and have to, again, we're talking strictly stem cells. And the more you can keep them activated, the more active you will be. You know, the pain, it helps, you know, we really promote that. It helps with pain. It helps with inflammation. It helps with mental clarity, the energy level, sleeping pattern, you know, you're sleeping well, and again, it's amazing what those cells do. And you got to think, your whole being is a cell. So, you know, and again, as time, age, you know, they die off. You know, this whole being one day is gonna pass on, go back where it's supposed to go. But you know, it's about really doing what we can, man, to be as healthy and active as we can without, I'm like Amon Ra. I'm not doing all the cutting and all of that. They got to be straight diet for me, you know, but outside of that, I'm gonna try to go this natural way and just really physically take care of myself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and economically, you know, to be able to survive this thing called life, bro.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. I'm definitely gonna get with you and talk to you about a few things. So
awesome.
All right. So yeah, you on that road. So we're gonna end here. And then,
okay, appreciate you guys.
So, Professor Ra,
yeah.
We got a brother Troy supposed to come on Monday, right?
Let's, I'll check with him.
Okay, yeah, because he was saying that he was going to come on Monday with you. So, yeah, check with him. And then we have, go ahead, Ron.
No, that's good.
Okay, so let me go to, okay, first of all, Brother Don, I'm gonna let you get going.
All right, brother.
Focus on what you need to do. I appreciate you coming. And Brother Jermaine, I'll get with you through Doc, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay.
Could he miss the website one more time before he gets off?
The website?
StartX39.com. Right there, yep. StartX39.com. Check it out, man. It's very detailed and very, very informative, man.
Got it. All right.
Well, I appreciate
you guys, man. Yep. And we'll be in touch. And I'm going to check your show out Monday. I want to see Brother Troy as well.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Peace and blessings, fam. Peace and blessings.
Likewise. I give you a call. I'm going to call you in a minute because I need to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. So next week, folks, thanks, Jermaine, for coming.
Thank you. Me on.
Okay. Next week we got, let me share who we got on the show, folks, before we get out of here. It's Kalisha Beard. She is a licensed clinical social worker, and I'm gonna interview her. So that's our guest for next week. All right, folks. So each one teach one in Conscious Corner. Everybody have a good evening.
Peace.